Right. Now, you might have noticed something, you might not have noticed it. When a preacher comes up to preach, what does he normally bring with him? A Bible. Well, no, I haven't forgot it. Now, you know that I like my technology. So, on my phone, I've got the Bible. But that's in my pocket out of the way. But now, on my wrist, I have my Bible. So, it's even closer and handy. I've wrote a few verses down on here anyway that I'm going to be talking about. But I just wanted to get over quickly a point about having God close to you. And as we know, God today, as in the Bible, as in Scripture, as in the Word of God, which should be close to us at all times, it's good to have it handy. Something, again, which is modern and talked about a lot in news and everyday life is social media, which really is a communication skill. And in a way, this morning, that's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about our communication skill with God, with our Father. Now, we know this communication skill as a different word, quite a short word. We know it as prayer. And there's three things this morning I'm going to talk about. Prayer in reality, prayer in faith, and prayer in action. Three things that are critical. Three things that are essential. And three things that need to be what you're about. Now, I could have made this subject quite a big series. I could preach about it and talk about it probably for every sermon that I do this year and not exhaust the subject. But I don't want to do that. I want to give you something this morning that's like a condensed tin of milk. Now, if you've had condensed milk, which I would imagine most of you would have, if you open the tin and pour it out, it's like one big gloopy mess. It's very, very sweet. It's very, very rich. And hence they call it condensed milk, because it's condensed. But I think that's how I want to give this message this morning, so that you get a lot of goodness out of a short sermon. So like all that energy that's stored up in that tin of condensed milk, I want you this morning to grasp the power, the reality, the faith, the action of prayer now in your life. As I said, this could be a very exhaustive sermon and quite easily last a long time. Scripture is full of guidelines on prayer. Prayer in how, why, and so forth. Condensed version. Let's think of reality. That's what I wanted to talk about firstly, if you remember, of my 3 points. Prayer in reality. Things as they are. The now. The here, where you are, and where your life is. When you think of prayer, is it confined in any way? For example, let us pray. A time, a moment. You may remember when you were little, hands together, eyes closed. Is that the reality? It may be that prayer is 7:30 p.m. It may be prayer is Sunday. It may be prayer is when I need to. You get the idea. Is this the reality in your life? Is this how our Father, our God, wants to have a relationship with you, with me, with us? Isn't relationship based on good communication skills? A living reality. If this is reality in prayer, then is communication a constant in our life? Is God a reality every moment? I'm reminded of the child with the imaginary friend. A family of four sat at a table for five. Who's in the extra chair? The child says, that's my imaginary friend. But in our lives, do we have that extra chair? And is that extra chair not an imaginary friend, but God, our Father, our King. That extra chair, not just a chair, but a part of every moment. Walking, talking, being about you and being with God. The scripture this morning that I'm going to look at, you might think has been very strange for a subject of prayer. I don't think anywhere within this whole passage it speaks of prayer. I might be wrong, because I've only actually used in a few verses, so there might be some verses earlier on or later on that it does mention it, but I don't think there is. Scripture this morning is taken from a very, very well-known part of Bible in the Old Testament, a part which probably you've heard of in children's stories. It's taken from Daniel 3. And it's about Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Now you all know the story quite well. And I'll pick up the scripture on verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." So do we see prayer here? Do we see faith here? I think this scripture is full of prayer. Look at this prayer. Is it reality? Is it direct? Is it faith? I think at this time, when Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego was replying to the king, they were also talking to God. They were talking to God in a personal, communicating way. They were talking to God because he was there. Talk to God in the here and the now. In the part in where we are. Why? Because you're not alone. You're not without God. He's within. He's around. He's surrounding. And he's part of your life. Remember the condensed milk. Think, breathe, and live in God as part of your life. part of your communication part of you. Later in that scripture, in verse 25, he said, and this is King Nebuchadnezzar speaking, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." Action. Prayer in action. King Nebuchadnezzar and the people around saw something amazing. They saw the action of God. I'm not telling you this morning to go jump in a fire because God's with you. But I am telling you this morning that God is with you. He's part. He's unseen. But he is the action in our prayer. In this scripture, we see that God is walking in the midst of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in that fire. God can be seen in our lives by us and by others. The difference can be clear. Reality, faith, action in prayer can be yours. It can be a moment. It can be a time. It can be an action. It can be something that we do periodically. But God wants it as a constant. God wants to be as here he was the fourth person. God wants to be at your side as your friend. In a constant conversation. It changes the whole aspect of prayer in my eyes. Prayer to me is no longer hands together, eyes closed. Is no longer a specific time. Is no longer a specific date. It's all around me. It can be part of each one of our lives in a constant way. It's like turning a light on and forgetting where the switch is. It's living in the land flowing with milk and honey, which is probably what condensed milk tastes like, really. But it's living and breathing God in reality. At this moment, at this time, God can and is that reality. If we can grasp that concept, what a change in each of our lives will take place. It's amazing what God can do. We know that from experience. But are we just touching on the edge? Has God got so much more for each of us? And we're just touching on the edge. Or are you like, or going to be like, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego? And when you walk down the street, God's going to be there. When you sit down for a meal, God's going to be there. When you have a conversation, God's going to be there. When you wake up in the morning, God's going to be there. When you fall asleep at night, God's going to be there. Because that is the Christian social media in a nutshell. That is prayer. Amen.